GTL News Podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is October the 25th. I'm recording it before October the 25th. But I wanted you to know that I'm grateful to be here. Now, we're still going to talk about what the second seal is, but we're going to go over briefly. What I wanted to do is actually take some time to cover what the first seal was. And it says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.'" Verse 2, Revelation 6. "And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bowl. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." That horse went forth conquering to conquer. It sounds like war. But I also know on my record, I have Enoch ministered. So it was during a time when Enoch ministered, and that is Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And that is the first seal. But have you noticed that the first seal is only two verses? And if we read the second seal, which is what we're discussing this week, the second seal says, "And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.'" Verse 4, "And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword." Basically, the second seal is definitely war, and the first seal was Enoch ministered. So the second seal is the second 1,000-year period. Remember what we talked about? Each seal is 1,000 years. So the first seal covered from 0 to 1,000 years, and the second seal covers from 1,000 years to 2,000 years. So we break it down into years. Remember last week we said that the first seal actually started in 3967 and ended at 2967 BC. And as far as the years go, the second seal opened up at 2967 and ended at 1967 BC. And BC, remember, stands before Christ. Now, next week, we'll cover what the third seal is, which I'll tell you right off the bat, it has a lot to do with war and famine. So famine stalked the earth during the third seal, and I will leave that for next week. Now, remember, we actually talked about DNC 77, verse 6. What are we to understand by the book which John saw, which was sealed on the back with seven seals? And the answer is, we are to understand that it contains the reveals, wills, mystery, and works of God, the hidden things of the economy concerning the earth during the 7,000 years of its continuance or temporal existence. Now we have another question, verse 7 of DNC 77. What are we to understand by the seven seals in which it was sealed? We are to understand that the first seal contains the things of the first 1,000 years, and the second also of the second 1,000 years, and so forth until the seventh. So this is really important. This right here gives us a clue so that we can understand each seal stands for a 1,000-year period of time. No, most people do believe that in Revelation, that these seals are plagues and things that happen just before Jesus Christ returns. But this is not the case. This is actually telling you the things of the economy, the things of the earth. But it talks about the history. It's like 7 days, seven seals represents a week. Remember when God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning? right? And that was, and he rested on the seventh day. Well, that's great. But this is the second 7 days. So think about that. I wanted you to understand that each seal is a 1,000-year period of time. Because if you don't understand that, you cannot understand the book of Revelation. You'll just be confused. You'll understand bits and pieces, but it would never come together for you. So to wrap that up, you need to understand that the seven seals represent a 7,000-year period of time. Plus, there is a little season, making the total time to 8,000 years. You need to understand that each seal opens up, and we talked about the first seal opening up at 3967 BC. And then the second seal would be 1,000 years later, the third seal 1,000 years later after that. So each seal has events that happen during a 1,000-year period of time. So basically, to wrap it up with the seven seals, you talk about the past because, you know, the seals that have already happened. We are on the sixth seal. The seventh seal opens up about 2033. So you can go in the book of Revelation chapter 6 and start reading about the seals. And it continues in chapter 7 as well. So you can find out what happens when we enter the seventh seal, which will happen about 2033. And how do I know that? It's because, as we mentioned before, when Jesus Christ died on the cross and he was resurrected, that was the year 33, and that started the fifth seal. So if the year 33 started the fifth seal, all you do is add another 1,000 years, what do you get? You get 1033, add another 1,000 years to that, and you get 2033. And there's your timeline. Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it? Things are coming together with you. If you've listened to the podcast, every podcast that I've had since September the 6th when I first introduced the very first podcast, I hope that things are coming together for you. There is so much more to cover, and I just really wanted to take a moment to talk with you. And last week I introduced the fact that you could leave your testimony by going to gtl.news podcast. And that's GTL stands for God's Timeline. So GTL.news. Go to the website. And on the bottom of the home page, or, you know, any page on the bottom right, you'll notice a microphone. A guy is using his hand and it's a little circle. Click on it and you can record your testimony up to about 5 minutes long. Now, if you go to my website, gtl.news, I'd like to give you a little bit more introduction to the website and what this podcast is all about. This podcast is to help others understand about prophecy. Go ahead and read a little on the website and you'll learn a little bit about how I got started, why I'm doing this. I can tell you right now, I'm doing it because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I am strong in that I love the Lord with all my heart. I know that He is real. I know that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was established in 1830 because of a guy named Joseph Smith. And Joseph Smith wanted to know what church was true. Is there a church that's true on the face of the earth? This is the question that Joseph Smith asked himself. He wanted to know. And he went out in the woods and knelt down in prayer. Before he could receive an answer, he was restrained. It's like Satan did not want him to go into prayer and to ask. And he asked God and Heavenly Father, what church is true? God, Jesus Christ, said none of them are. And that the church would be restored for the last days. And this is where Joseph Smith comes into play, because he continued to receive revelation. and was able to restore the gospel. And it was an amazing story, and you might want to check that out. Learn about the Church of Jesus Christ history about Joseph Smith. A lot of people mock this, but as you know, if you've been listening to my podcast, I often give you scriptures. So listen to my past podcast. I've given you scriptures and proof in the Bible, and I will continue to do that. Just continue to listen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for all that you do and for your love. My website so far has, 369. This will be the 10th podcast. I have a form board. You can go to the form and you can ask me questions on the website. It's right on the top of the menu. And you can check out articles. And I have business cards. You can actually write me if you want. You know, if you want a business card, my business cards, and if you promise to pass them out, ask me for, you know, for a few business cards, and I will send them to you for free. No problem. I like to be able to get the word out and to make a difference. Let's take a moment to say a little bit of a prayer. So I'm not reading anything here. It's just me live sharing with you from the bottom of my heart. But let's do say a prayer, because prayer helps us to draw closer to Heavenly Father, and I believe it is so important. So please bow your heads. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for your love and for all that thou hast done for me and for the people who listen to this podcast. I pray that you will bless them. I pray that you will stir in their hearts the desire to listen to the podcast as they learn about prophecy and about the things that are actually happening right now and the things that are going to happen in the future. We can learn a little bit about the past, present, and future. I know that there's a lot of information out there that's false. I pray that you'll help me to share the truth. When it's my opinion, I pray that you'll help me, that I may share and let them know that it's my opinion. I am so grateful, and I'm sure that the people who are listening, as they understand the book of Revelation and they understand with the seven seals and the seven trumpets and the eight kings, that their eyes will be open and that it may draw them closer to thee, Heavenly Father, because that's what it's all about. It's about bringing souls to Christ. It's about being able to know about your second coming and how close we really are. I'm grateful for the knowledge and being able to share that with others about when Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected. And you handed Jesus the book sealed with seven seals. And that moment, Jesus knew when he would return, when his second coming, he knew the day of the hour. And I know that we can know how close we are by prophetic events that lead us to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And I'm grateful for this, Heavenly Father. And thank you for, back in 2010, for answering my prayer. Thank you so much so that I can share this with others. I pray that the hearts and minds of others will, that they may draw closer to thee, Heavenly Father. That they may draw closer in prayer and study in the scriptures. Thank you for forgiving us, Heavenly Father, and I pray that people will know that the more they pray and that they will say the Lord's Prayer and understand that they must forgive others. Because the Lord's Prayer says we must forgive others, but if we don't forgive others, then you cannot forgive us. And we tie your hands, because the rules are the rules that are made. The Ten Commandments. The commandments that tell us to love one another. I pray that we'll all gather together and learn and love each other and care for each other. That we may be strong and strengthened, that we may go through this. I love you, Heavenly Father. And I pray these things for the people who are listening. I pray that you'll, that the Spirit may be with them, that you may guide them and love them, and that they may come closer to thee. through prayer, reading the scriptures. I repeat that over and over. It's so important. I love you, Heavenly Father. We love you. And I pray that may we draw closer to Thee. And then may we share this website and share the Word of God with others, that we may make a difference in this world, that You will lead us to those who are willing to listen and to love. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. It's hard sometimes. I feel the Spirit, and I'm grateful for all that I have. Know that I do this website because I care about you. I want to get the word out about prophecy because I understand things. There's so much false information out there, and I have the truth here. It doesn't mean that I know it all. I don't. But what I do know, I want to share with you. I want so much for you to understand that the seven seals stands for, each seal stands for a 1,000-year period. I want you to know that the first trumpet will sound about 2033. We are close, brothers and sisters. There are many people who say they're close, and many people will mislead you in this world. Please hang in there with me. Keep listening to the podcast over and over. Ask me questions, and I'll be more than happy to answer them. I have a lot of answers. Like I said, I don't have all the answers. But I know what the seven seals are. I know what the seven trumpets are. And I learned what the eight kings are that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. These are all major timelines. They don't give you a date. I can give you a date for the first of the seven trumpets. And I can give you somewhat of an idea of what will take place when, but I can't nail it down. But we can know how close we are by the events that happen all around us, and they're happening now in our day. So I pray for you, brothers and sisters, that you may have a glorious day, and that you may be happy, and that this podcast will be a blessing to you. And if it's a blessing to you, I pray you will share it with others. And I say these things with love in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This has been a GTL.news podcast. Thank you for joining us. This is October the 25th. We'll see you next week, which we will cover the third seal. God bless you, and you have a great week.